This program is brought to you in part by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.
Coming up next on Changing Your World.
Holding on to your sins and holding on to your mistakes keeps you from your purpose. How many of you are still holding on to your mistakes, holding on to your sins, holding on with regret to the things that you have done? All that does, it keeps you from your purpose. That God gets you so close to the purpose for your life, and you let what you have done keep you from your purpose. This is so vital in understanding your true identity. These are the tricks that Satan will use.
The countdown has begun. The 2024 Change Experience Tour is headed to New York City, and the revival is set to be absolutely legendary with two amazing sessions in just one day. Fellowship, music, the Word. Bring your friends and family and experience it all on Friday, April 26th. Text CHANGE 2024, one word, to 51555. Visit CreflowDollarMinistries.org or scan the QR code on your screen to claim your spot today.
This is your world, so let's vow to make it a better place. Let every heart that needs to know your love is here to stay. Oh, it's time we live a new life. Oh, let us love shine bright in you. We're saved by His grace, so we embrace your love today.
The great stealth attack of the enemy is coming towards every believer who knows their God. Now, I'm not saying that he's going to be successful, but I am saying that this is going to be an increased war of the mind. A battle that you've never seen before in your mind. Some people are already going through it. But if you'll study the MO of the devil, when he really wants to take something, his first area of attack is your identity. That was the first area of attack in the Garden of Eden. Was he stole the identity of Adam and Eve. And then even when Jesus showed up in the wilderness, his first attack was, if thou be the Son of God, going for the identity of Jesus. And I'm telling you that this year for the believer will be Satan trying to constantly steal your identity. Identity theft will describe who the devil is. He will use guilt and shame and condemnation to try to steal your identity. And there are consequences when identity is stolen. If you're just taking the natural, identity theft is a form of a fraud in which someone uses your personal information and leaves you with some damaging and costly consequences. And if we allow Satan to steal our identity, we will be left with some damaging consequences. And while identity theft has become a more visible problem in recent years, its roots go all the way back to the Garden of Eden. My goodness. It was there that Adam lost his spiritual identity due to this stealth deceiver. And by extension, we too have lost our identity. That Christian people just do not really know their identity. Well, Pastor, how can you say that? Well, I'm gonna prove it to you so that you can understand that you got to get ready for this. If Christian people are already in a place where they don't really know who they are right now today, don't let him increase that. Let's talk about in the natural your identity just for a moment and then bring it up into the spiritual. Our identity is a sense of self and our knowledge of who we are. And let me tell you something, when we are confident in our identity, then we know who we are. We know what we believe, and we know why. We make decisions based on our personal values and belief systems, and we surround ourselves with people who reinforce what we believe about ourselves. That's in the natural. But now, spiritually speaking, as believers, our identity is found in Christ. As believers, your identity is found in Christ. As believers, your identity is found in Christ. As believers, your identity is found in Christ. So you can't find your identity in what you do. You can't find your identity in what you've earned. As believers, our identity is found in who? Christ. So we have value because he created us. We have purpose because we were created on purpose for a purpose. How many of you know each of you have been created on purpose? There are no mistakes sitting in here. I don't care how it happened. There are no mistakes sitting in here. You were created on purpose for a purpose. And our decisions are based on the Bible, and it's based on teachings of Jesus. Now, I got four statements before I begin preaching here that I want you to think about. I chose this Sunday because we're leading into it to really break this thing down. Number one. Your identity is in Christ and not in your mistakes or your sin. Your identity is in Christ and not in your sin. It would be so easy for you to do something wrong and then try to find your identity in how you behaved. Your identity is in Christ and not in your mistakes. Or some people want to say sin. I don't care, you know. So that's number one. Your destiny, please listen to this. I heard this past week so clear. Your destiny is greater than your past. I don't think y'all hear what I'm saying. Where you are going is greater than where you've been. But sometimes we allow where we've been to hinder where we're going. And you keep questioning yourself about your destiny because of your past. Oh, shaka, I'm talking to somebody here this morning. But your destiny is greater than your past. Now, secondly, God does not keep a record of your negative history. God does not keep a record of your negative history. These are points I got to give you before I can start teaching. He does not keep a record. I know you've heard that, you know, when you get to heaven, then they're going to sit you down and they're going to put this little tape in and show you all your... God does not keep record of your negative history. He doesn't keep record of your sinful past. Well, that ain't in the Bible nowhere. You know, I went to Micah. Go there with me. Micah chapter 7 and verse 19 in the NLT. The book of Micah chapter 7 verse 19 in the NLT. Because a lot of people, they think, well, God keeps record of their negative past. He keeps record of their sin. He says, once again, you will have compassion on us. You will trample our sins under your feet and throw them into the depths of the ocean. Wow. But somehow what hinders us from getting to our destiny, again, is our past. But God does not hold record of your past mistakes. Here's the third thing I want you to consider. Holding on to your sins and holding on to your mistakes keeps you from your purpose. How many of you are still holding on to your mistakes, holding on to your sins, holding on with regret to the things that you have done? All that does, it keeps you from your purpose. That God gets you so close to the purpose for your life, and you let what you have done keep you from your purpose. This is so vital in understanding your true identity. These are the tricks that Satan will use. And then number four, placing your identity in mistakes will keep you in spiritual slavery. Placing your identity in your mistakes will keep you in spiritual slavery. Look at Galatians chapter 5 and 1 in the NLT. It keeps you into slavery of those mistakes. Today, my objective is very clear. I got to get you to see who you are. And religion has played a negative role in you seeing and understanding who you are. Verse 1 says, so Christ has truly set us free. See, that sounds good, but I don't think we really get a hold of it. I mean, he has really set you free. Now make sure that you stay free. He set you free, so stay free, and don't get tied up again in slavery to the law. And he is saying, your past mistakes, don't put your identity in what you have done. It keeps you in spiritual slavery. Now, let's talk about accepting that true identity that's in Christ. Who you are in Christ Jesus. Look at Romans chapter 8, 16 in the NLT. Romans chapter 8, 16 in the NLT. I think a lot of Christians, I know I thought that as a Christian that I was pretty sure of my identity. And I'll let you decide after you hear this today. He says, for his spirit, the Holy Spirit, joins with our human spirit. For his spirit, the Holy Spirit, joins with our human spirit. So man, we, the anatomy of man, we are spirit beings. We possess a soul. We live in a physical body. Many have used spirit and soul interchangeably as if they are the same. They are not the same. You are a spirit. You have a soul. You live in a physical body. Your soul is your thinker, your feeler, your chooser. Your soul is the compartment where your feelings and your emotions reside. You are a spirit. You possess a soul. You live in a body. Now, the Holy Spirit, the day you got born again, joined with your spirit. Your spirit and the Holy Spirit are now one. You got to understand what I'm saying. So why did he join together with your spirit? To affirm that you are God's children. He's trying to convince you, and he's trying to affirm that your identity is that you are indeed children of the Most High God. Yeah, but I don't feel like it. This is not based on your feelings. Yeah, but what about what I did last year? This ain't based on what happened last year. Holy Ghost came, joined with your spirit, got together with your spirit, and said, now you are children of God. I have settled it. Oh, my goodness. All right, now watch this. Matthew 4 and 6. Look at that in the King James. Matthew 4 and 6. So that we're children of God. Matthew 4 and 6. And saith unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against the stone. Notice what he did right here with Jesus. If thou be the Son of God. You're going to hear that quite often. If you are really the children of God, if you are really sons and daughters of God, and you have a tendency to question that based on your past and based on your behavior, and you're not understanding the fact that when you have children, I don't care what they do, I don't care how good they are, I don't care what they have done, they're still your children. Even if they say, I don't like you no more, I'm gonna go find another daddy. You can't find another daddy. Whether you like me or not, you still gonna be my child. Ain't no use to me being ashamed of you, running from you. That's my child. That's still gonna be my child. I don't care what nobody said, that's my child. And God's saying the same thing. I don't care what you do, what you have done, what you have been, that's my child. I don't even care if your parents say, I disown you. You can't. You can disown them and not ever speak to them again, but when they see that same nose you got, when they see that same big head you got, they gonna still know whether you own them or not. They gonna still know that's your child. And that's what I want the world to know, praise God. No matter how crazy you start acting, I want them to look at you, and I want them to be able to tell, that's a child of God right there. That's a child of God. Because of Adam's sin, we show up on the planet spiritually dead because of what one man did. Because of what one man did, it infected every other person that was going to get born again. We show up spiritually dead. Look at Romans 5, verse 15, 18. Romans 5, verse 15 and 18 in NLT. Now, what I'm about to do is this. I'm going to go like line by line and then a scripture and another line and then a scripture. See, ain't got time. We ain't got time to be playing no church today. Line and a scripture. Another line and a scripture. Because if I don't convince you that you're still God's child, then the devil will use condemnation, shame, and guilt to talk you out of your identity. But there is a great difference between Adam's sin and God's gracious gift. For the sin of this one man, Adam, brought death to many. So people, we showed up on the earth spiritually dead. Verse 18, what Adam did brought death to many. Yes, Adam's one sin brings condemnation for everyone. I'm not going to read the good part, but Christ will want to act. I'm trying to convince you of the fact that we showed up on this earth spiritually dead. Psalms 51 and 5 in the King James. Psalms 51 and 5 in the King James. And that's everybody. Everybody showed up. Everybody that's here showed up here spiritually dead. You have to get born again because you're spiritually dead. Yeah, but I go to church now. But if you don't get born again, you're just a spiritually dead person going to church. Because you showed up here spiritually dead. And until you get Jesus in your life, you're spiritually dead. The songwriter wrote, behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Shaped in iniquity, and was conceived in sin. Spiritually dead. So while Adam was originally created in God's image, Satan stole that identity from him and ultimately stole it from us. So the fall changed everything. And as a result of the fall in Eden, we are born in Adam's spiritual image, spiritually dead, not God's image. Does everybody see that now? So it's only when we receive new life in our spirits that we are recreated and renewed again in God's image. So the day you got born again, life came back in, and you're no longer spiritually dead because you got born again, and the Holy Ghost joined His spirit with your spirit, and now we're recreated, and now we're renewed, and now we are in God's image. We regain the spiritual identity that God intended for us to have. Look at Colossians 3, 9, and 10 in the NLT. Colossians 3, 9, and 10 in the NLT. So the day you got born again, life came, restored you from spiritual death. You regained that identity that God intended for us to have. And then in Colossians 9 and 10, he says, don't lie to each other, for you have stripped off your old sinful nature and all its wicked deeds. Put on your new nature and be renewed as you learn to know your Creator and become like Him. Oh my goodness. So because of our death with Jesus, we're now reborn. We're plugged into the life of God. We've been recreated in the image of Jesus Christ. Now, I'm going to show you the scripture now. 1 John chapter 4, 17. I'm going to show you the scripture, and I don't want you to read it lightly. I want you to take it in light of what we're talking about here. 1 John chapter 4, 17 says, and as we live in God, as we live in God, our love grows more perfect. So we will not be afraid on the day of judgment. But we can face Him, Lord have mercy. We can face Him how? Because we live like Jesus here in this world. We can be confident because we live like Him in this world, because we like Him. Now look at this in the King James, 1 John 4, 17. You got to have confidence in this. You got to have confidence in this. And that's the thing that's going to be under attack. Your confidence about your identity is going to be under attack. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as He is, as He is, all right, now, let me amplify it some. As He is the Son of God, so are we the sons and daughters of God in this world.
Do you know who you are? God says one thing, but the devil tries to convince us of something else. In the groundbreaking two-part series, How to Avoid Identity Theft, Creflo Dollar teaches believers how to stop our true identity from being stolen. For a love gift of only $15 for CDs or $25 for DVDs, you can grab your copy today. Call the number on your screen, scan the QR code, or visit CrefloDollarMinistries.org and click eStore. Secure your identity now.
Do you want to live a life of grace? Reunite and reignite at Grace Life, the reunion, from July 11th through 13th at the World Dome in College Park, Georgia. Ignite your faith with Creflo and Taffy Dollar and an unmatched lineup of speakers, including Andrea Creighton, Gregory Dickhout, Inky Johnson, Michael Smith, and Clarence McClendon. Save your spot at the reunion. Text Grace Life one word to 51555 or visit CrefloDollarMinistries.org.
We want to be sure we are living according to what God has taught us about giving. And we understand that giving and receiving is a spiritual law. It's a reflex of God's love. And I'm so glad that Taff and I begin to understand how to walk in this principle. But we give not out of necessity.
We give out of a cheerful heart. We give because we're grateful and we're thankful to what God has done. You know, I want you to pray about becoming a giver into Creflo Dollar Ministries today. And if this ministry has blessed you in any way, consider sowing a seed of any amount, and we will greatly appreciate it. Thank you in advance for your support, and God bless you.
Your financial donations into this ministry work all over the world to change countless lives. If you'd like to support our efforts to save the lost, you may call in or visit CreflowDollarMinistries.org today. God bless you.
Hopefully, you're going to choose to let heaven determine your thinking, because whatever choice you make, then that's going to be your mentality for today.
Can you say that he's a waymaker? Yes. Can you say that he's a God that sits high and looks low? Yes.
Get the message of grace any way you want. Stream service live, 10 a.m. Eastern Time on Sunday, with re-airs at 2 p.m., 6 p.m., and 10 p.m. Eastern Time.
Salvation is the beginning of a new life for a believer. It is from this point that we can move into the fullness of who God has called us to be and see the manifestation of the finished works of Jesus. It is one of my greatest pleasures to help people to understand who Christ is and to lead people to Christ. If you would like salvation today, pray this prayer with me. Very simple prayer. Heavenly Father, I believe in Jesus. I believe that he died, that he rose again, and that he lives today. Come into my life. Save me. I receive you as my Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. Listen, if you pray that prayer with me, that's how simple it is. Welcome to the family of God.
Because of you, Creflo Dollar Ministries is providing a new understanding of grace and empowering change in the lives of millions of people every day. Thank you, partners and friends. Your love and financial support makes it possible to bring this message into millions of homes all across the globe. The preceding program was brought to you in part by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.